Welcome. Grab your favorite morning beverage and join us for Morning Cannolis with Jim Santel. You don't know me, but I'm your brother. Sampling the news desserts of the week, here is your host, Jim Santel.
And good morning, America. Good morning, Great Midwest. Good morning, Wisconsin, and cities in and around the Midwest and around America, including right here in Waukesha. My name is Jim Santel. This is Morning Cannolis. It's our second show, just after our inaugural show last week. Our second show this morning, we're coming to you live from the WAUK studios right here on Wisconsin Avenue in downtown Waukesha. Delighted to be with you again today. Thank you so much for tuning in. It is a pleasure to have you with us. And during the course of the next couple of hours, we're also going to take your phone calls. So write the phone number down right now, 844-967-2789. This is Morning Cannolis with Jim Santel. I'm going to be with you for the next couple of hours. And believe it or not, this morning, Connor, who is my producer this morning, and I do, in fact, have real cannolis here in the studio. And hopefully Mike will be able to clean up for us afterwards. Real cannolis here this morning on Saturday, July 11th, 2022. Our second show and establishing our traditions here at WAUK, 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw in Waukesha, right here in downtown Waukesha. We begin with a little bit of history, a little bit of getting a sense of where we are in the life and livelihood of our nation, our state, our community. This is the 162nd day of the year 2022. What happened? What happened on this day in history? A number of great, important things in the history of our world, the history of our nation, too. It was way back in 1184 BC. We all remember that, right? That many historians believe that Troy was sacked by the Greeks beginning today, 1184 BC. 1509, Henry VIII, at the ripe old age of 17 years old, married his first wife, Catherine of Aragon, at the age of 23. You recall that history as well. Pope Clement VII refused to annul that wedding when Henry decided he wanted to move on to his second wife, and that established the English Reformation, a break with the church, and again, a change in the world. 1776, a little bit closer to our present day, a couple hundred years ago. Today was the day, June 11th, 1776. The Continental Congress got together to create this committee. Folks named Thomas Jefferson, John Adams, Ben Franklin, Roger Simon, Robert Livingston, others out there who decided that it was time to put together a thing called the Declaration of Independence, beginning drafting that today, June 11th, 1776. A little bit more recently, not too recently, 1898. This is the day that Spain declared war on the United States of America. 600 of our Marines landed at Guantanamo, Cuba, 1898, June 11th. 1982, jumping a little bit forward here. Today was the day that E.T. was released. In 1993, Steven Spielberg brought us Jurassic Park. Jumping back just a little bit more seriously, it was today in 1963, issues very much relevant to today, that Governor George Wallace, said that he would not permit the integration of the University of Alabama, preventing black students from attending, from walking through the doors of that university. Also today that JFK, the same day, June 11th, 1963, said segregation is morally wrong. It is truly time to act. John F. Kennedy, our president at that time, articulating what was to come, civil rights laws in the following days, weeks, months, and years that, again, affected dramatically our arc toward the perception of and the reality of a more decent and fair nation. Very, very recently, Timothy McVeigh, 2001, the fellow who was responsible for the deaths of about 168 people, more than that, injured at the Murrah Federal Building in Oklahoma City when he bombed it in April of 1995. Timothy McVeigh put to death today, June 11th, 2001, by the federal government. 2010, the World Cup football tournament, first time soccer, right, was held in South Africa, the first time in the history of the World Cup in South Africa. And finally, 2014 was the date also that the Islamic State of Iraq began to attack in Mosul. And finally, 2021. Today was a day in 2021, June 11th, that Darnella Frazier, remember that name? Darnella Frazier, this young woman who was there at the time that George Floyd was murdered on the streets of Minneapolis. She took pictures of that. She took video of that. And today was the day in 2021, just a couple of years ago, a year or so ago, that the Pulitzer Committee honored her with a special citation for her work on that day. Lots of important things happening on June 11th, 2022, and in years prior. I'm so glad to have you with us today. We're at the WAUK studios right here in downtown Waukesha. It's 540 AM, 101 FM. This is The Shah in Waukesha. I want to thank once again Mike Crute and all the wonderful staff of WAUK for inviting me to be with you again this morning. We're going to have a conversation this morning about a number of different issues that are important to our life and our livelihood, not just here in Wisconsin, not just here in the state of Wisconsin, but throughout our nation and, frankly, throughout our world. So let's jump right into that. Let's begin to talk about the important issues of the day. Last week, you'll recall very well that we spent most, if not all, of the hour and the hour that followed our 9 o'clock setting talking about guns. We recall very well all of the horrors of recent times and, frankly, historical times as well. We had the shootings, obviously, in Tulsa, Uvalde, and Buffalo, many other places around the nation just in recent days and weeks. It prompted us last week to step back and talk about what the law is under the Second Amendment of the United States Constitution, again, authored by people like George Mason and James Madison many, many years ago. What does that mean? And we spent most of the hour talking about this case called Heller, H-E-L-L-E-R, decided just about 14 years ago this month, June 26, 14 years ago, Justice Antonin Scalia telling us what the Second Amendment, from his perspective, and yes, the perspective of a majority of the Supreme Court, means today. It was the first time, as you recall from our discussion last week, that the United States Supreme Court decided that there was, in fact, an individual right to gun ownership. It was reasonably narrow, but very significant, because in four previous instances, the United States Supreme Court had expressly declined to identify in the language, in the history of the Second Amendment, a notion that there was an individual right to gun ownership. What they did in Heller is decide that indeed, with respect to your home, the privacy of your home, when you're inside your home, you do have, in fact, a constitutional right to own and carry and presumably use for self-defense, a traditional purpose in the law, self-defense in your home using a gun. That was Heller, all right? And for all the past 14 years, that has been, and it remains to this day, good law here in Wisconsin, here throughout cities in the Midwest, throughout the United States of America. That remains good law to this time. And the reason I emphasize that, of course, is that we're going to be anticipating yet another decision, the most current decision, the most significant decision by the United States Supreme Court since Heller, since 14 years ago, since we heard from Justice Scalia at that time and a majority of the Supreme Court. There's another case that's going to be decided very, very soon, probably when we get together here, perhaps next week, maybe in the next several weeks, a very significant case called New York State Rifle and Pistol Association versus Bruen, B-R-U-E-N. And why is that case so important? Well, we talked about this again last week. Let's go back and reach and chat more about that, revisit that just a little bit. This is a case involving two individuals in New York State. Their names are Robert Nash and Brandon Koch. And both of them had applied under the thing called the Sullivan Act in New York for permission to carry their weapons in open places. on the streets and the sidewalks of America, certainly in the streets and sidewalks of New York State. Under the Sullivan Act, they were required, before they could do that, to make an application to the New York authorities, in particular Bruin, who is at the time the superintendent of the New York State Police, and others in those positions of responsibility, made a request to come forward and seek authorization to do just that, carry a weapon outside of their home. So right after the break, we're going to get back to that, talk more about that. We're going to take your calls as well, following up, and then later today, we're going to be talking also about privacy rights. Write down 844-967-2789. Following up again a little bit more with guns, and then spending most of our morning today talking about privacy rights. Another big case coming up in the Supreme Court. We'll continue that discussion with you here at Morning Cannolis with Jim Santel here at WAUK.